here with state climatologist Justin Glisten as we continue our conversation here. And we'll shift gears to the other side of your work. You are with the Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship in Iowa. So while you and I have focused so heavily on climate and maybe more from a general perspective for the public, so much of your work is trying to provide the best data and information and resources for our producers and for our farmers. And as growing season is beginning right now, and as we head into the teeth of summer even, what is the role and responsibility of the state climatologist as it relates specifically to your agricultural related duties and the importance of having that long range forecast, so to speak, beyond your 7 to 10 day that you would see on TV or online?
Yep, great question. So one of my code responsibility as written in Iowa code is to write the weekly weather summary during the growing season, so April through November, that's appended to the USDA's crop progress report that the Secretary of Agriculture also releases on Mondays during the growing season. So that's a code responsibility. For me, summarizing the previous 7 days of weather impacts on agriculture and then kind of looking at that week through the lens of climatology or the history of agricultural weather across the state. So what we look at, and we get a lot of questions about the growing season, particularly in wintertime when we do a lot of speaking engagements across the state, what is the growing season going to look like? What are the trends that I, as a climatologist and as an atmospheric scientist, are looking at? And I have a unique responsibility. 48 of my other colleagues, majority of them are at research universities. Only one other is at a Department of Agriculture. So looking at those outlooks and then creating products that our farmers and producers can use practically to get them prepared for the growing season, such as, you know, are we going to plant into wetter soils, a shift from La Nina to neutral conditions? What does that mean in the March, April, May time frame? Are soils warm enough? Are they trending warmer for planting? Once we get planted, what's the probability of a cold snap or a cold air outbreak that could inhibit the growth of the seeds? So all you box all that together and you put it on my desk. Every day is different for me, but looking at weather and climate through the lens of agriculture has been one of the most important roles that I've had in my professional career. And every day I think about, you know, how we can better serve and help our farmers and producers. And that's where we put out our climate outlooks, analysis from the Climate Prediction Center, but also leveraging our collaborations with the USDA and other federal and local partners that help us do our job better.
Well, and I think when you and I talk, we, again, talk more in broad scope, but I'm guessing for you, a lot of it, like you said, deals with moisture itself. And weather, if people don't know, weather is driven all by water vapor and all the energy in the atmosphere, and that so much that's driven by that. But like when we talk about the last 4 years of drought, then all of a sudden the major flash floods, and, you know, in the last year alone, you know, what kind of seesaw do you see when those things happen? And how does your office serve as a resource to maybe not necessarily predict exactly when those things are happening, but give farmers the best information to know, hey, we have a setup for, say, 2 weeks from now, a potential kind of, you know, shift in precipitation, right, from a very dry and arid situation to something that's more warm and humid. How, you know, does that work in the mechanisms of, A, what you've seen last year, and B, what you're trying to look at, like you said, in your case, sometimes up to 6 months in advance?
Sure. Yeah. So Iowa farmers and farmers in general are some of the most resilient people on earth. So they've, for lack of a better term, weathered various storms through the years. As a state climatologist, we view ourselves as our weather historians for our state. So with 153 years of records for the state of Iowa, and I, as the steward of those records, they tell us where we've been agriculturally. They tell us what we've done in terms of techniques and planting and getting through weather extremes. And overall, you know, I'm active on social media, do a lot of webinars, do a lot of speaking engagements, practical speaking engagements, working with Extension and our field agronomists to get the best information out to our farmers. Also relying on our farmers and producers to provide me information, since I give the state's recommendation to the U.S. Drought Monitor each week. So all of those things, you encapsulate exactly what I do, and you're always trying to hone your skills and get the best practical information out without sounding like a scientist or a robot. So I'm very lucky that I get to work with Extension and our universities to put out practical information. And also, my phone line's always open. I check email often, 7 days a week, and always willing to field scout or do whatever I can to help our agriculture.
Well, I suppose that's the other piece of this. Again, this is state climatologist Justin Glisson talking to us. He's a part of the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship, and I'm sure many of our producers know your name or have heard it, certainly, especially when they check the weekly report. But for those who don't know, especially those who may not be aware of some of the technology that's available now, what is the best way for a producer, a cooperative here locally? I mean, even FFA groups that want you to come on down and speak, what's the best way for them to engage in your office, whether that's finding resources, reporting weather, especially if it's more not on the severe weather sides of the National Weather Service, or requesting a visit, whatever it might be? Where's the best way to get those resources and connections?
Yep. So my direct line is 515-281-8981, and I answer my own calls, answer my own phone. So if I'm in the office, I will chat with you. If I'm not, leave a voicemail and I'll get back to you. Email, of course, just Google Iowa Climatology Bureau. You'll get my contact information. Just speaking about speaking engagements, I had 3 requests yesterday and 2 today. So I do get out often, and I'm always happy to get out and talk. If you want to Zoom, happy to do that as well. But yes, the information that I have in the office, you know, we think about extremes. You mentioned drought and then flooding, 2 different wet and dry extremes. Part of the Department of Agriculture's importance is providing tools to farmers to mitigate these different types of extremes. You know, you think about cover crops and no-till practices, keeping residue on top of soils in case you do have a runoff event or an intense rainfall event. The soil will be held there. It also increases soil health. So when you're talking about mitigating weather extreme, but you're also increasing the productivity of your soils and in your production as well. So that was, you know, always a great thing to think about when I joined the Department of Agriculture, with all the things that we could do, a multifaceted approach when we're talking about the weather, but also people's livelihoods.
Well, and I think that's such an important piece to talk about is, I think, you know, I'm currently talking to you just a few blocks away from downtown Pella. I mean, you know, a lot of us here in Iowa still live in communities, but a lot of us see the importance that agriculture still has. And I'm guessing, especially at a time where we've had some very big, major, extreme weather events, obviously to some of the pressures that farmers are facing, no matter the time, but especially without a farm bill decided as we're talking and all the above, I'm guessing your goal is to have the most reliable, accurate weather and climate data you have. And obviously none of us bat 1,000, but I'm guessing that's got to be a fun mission to pursue, knowing the importance the industry still has on our state.
Absolutely. And I wake up every morning, and at the forefront of my mind, of course, I look at radar first just to see where we've had any rainfall, given the swings back and forth between wetness and dryness. Mental health is a huge concern across the state and across the ag belt. Farmers don't need to concentrate on things that they have no control over. So I try to be a support tool. I try to be a help desk here. And as you said, providing the best information possible to help them in their production and the farming practices. And that's, again, where I get to leverage my work with Extension and the USDA Climate Hub in Ames, and even the National Weather Service offices that support our state. So I'm a part of a big team, and it's, in my opinion, an excellent team.
That's state climatologist Justin Glisson joining us for our Salute to Agriculture. Justin, always appreciate your time. It's always a better day when you and I can talk shop and talk some weather, and look forward to our next conversation. And hopefully our farmers are utilizing those great resources your office provides. And hopefully the next time we talk, it'll still be a very nice, calm, and cooling couple of months, as opposed to maybe some of the intense conversations we've had over the years.
Yes, I've been telling people, let's have 2025 be an average year. It's always nice to be with you, Andrew.